you encountered and what helped you?
So, thank you, Ms. Moderator. And I just wanted to say, Farida, first of all, your story just touched my heart. And I just want to say that you're really strong. And yeah, keep it up. So I'm Maria Khoshi. I'm 21 years old from Afghanistan. But I was born in Pakistan. And I, in the age of 13, I left Pakistan and moved to Switzerland. So the question was the second question. The first?
It was what the risks you encountered.
Yeah. So, my family and I left Pakistan when I was 13 years old. So, we wanted to leave Pakistan because we were not safe. I was not allowed to go to school to end my education. As a woman, I had not the right to say what I want or what I feel or what I think. So we decided to go to Switzerland, and we already knew our like destination because my brother had been living there for 15 years. So my trip started from Pakistan to Afghanistan, from Afghanistan to Turkey, Turkey, Greece, and from Greece to Switzerland. So my journey from Pakistan to Switzerland was very scary, and I was only 13 years old, and especially the scary moment was from Turkey to Greece. We had to walk more than 2 days in a group of 38 people, and I was the youngest. I had nothing to eat, nothing to drink, and unable to sleep. And it was very cold, especially at the night. So there were a lot of police and dogs who came in front of us, shining their searchlight on us, but somehow they didn't find us, so they didn't saw us, even they were just standing in front of us. So I didn't feel we had any support during this part of journey. I felt hopeless and guilty, feeling like we were doing something wrong. I knew that if the police found us, we would be sent back to Afghanistan. And so finally we arrived to Swiss. Then my eldest brother took us to the refugee center in Basel. It was 2011. So I'm sorry for saying that, but that the first time that I arrived to the refugee center in Basel, I saw the tall walls, and it was just looking like a jail. And I was shocked, like, are we going to prison now, or where are we right now? So we were 3 weeks there and had our first interview, and then were transferred to Bern to the Salvation Army Refugee Center in Bern. So when we arrived there in the Refugee Center of Salvation Army, we had a small room with my family. I felt there secure. We had food, we had money, we had clothes. I was able to go to school. And I joined the volleyball club after being there a few months. So I maybe forgot to say that I arrived to Swiss at the age of 13, and my parents were not with me. So I was only with my brother and sister. So when you go through those countries and you know it's all illegal, you're just not allowed to do it. When you even see someone dead beside you, because in my journey I saw someone dead next to me, but we couldn't help, we couldn't do. We have to just walk, keep walking, because there's no hope. Whenever I think about my journey in life, and even when I was very young, I used to say to myself, there's an end. Which means for me, there's Allah, my God, who is the most powerful and protecting me. And one day Allah will also take me out of the darkness. During my journey, my only hope was my God, Allah, the one that I believe. And even today, whenever I feel bad or sad, I just remind me the word with what I used to say myself, that there is Allah. Thank you.